Ah, hoy, you cheeky monkeys. Jace has told me you, Fatty, are hosting. None of your bullshit. Actually, his words are, if I tell you you're hosting, boy, you're fucking hosting. That's what he says, isn't it? Sorry, people, you're stuck with me again. That's two shows in a row. Three, probably, actually. I don't know. Maybe it's four. Not had a radio show in a while, have we? Right, tonight we have Ellis. Stick your hand up and say something important.
Hello. I've got light on, honest. It's just not that bright.
He's been on the dynamo all day, and I don't mean the magician that's poorly. I mean, he's got the exercise bike wired up to the lights, and he's got fucking nowhere. We do have electricity in East Anglia, people. We do. And live from his cell in cell block H in Australia, it's only Josh.
G'day, mate.
Ripper. Ah, poor old vinegar tits, whatever happened to her? If you never watched that, you'll have no idea what the fuck I'm on about. I used to watch that back in the day.
I have no idea either. That was a polite
do I.
Yeah, that was great. It's when Paul Lavers used to host ITV at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and fishing on and everything. Right, as is customary, kind of customary, I have to go to the right screen now, make sure I don't turn this off. There's a chat box there, but you lot in the chat box are going to have to earn your hellos. I'm not like the Davis. I'm not going to come in here chucking around hellos willy-nilly. You have to type in there, I'm a mushroom, then I'll say hello to you. So you start typing, I'm a mushroom, and then I'll say hello. There's only 57 of you there. It won't take long. 16 thumbs up already. And remember, people, do not thumbs up, do not like, do not share, do not subscribe. See? Fuck the rules. We're going the other way. Oh, here we go. I'm a mushroom from Ashley Morris. James has put Danny out as host. That's not very nice, James. We've got Archie. Hello, Archie. And you're a mushroom. Oh, I like that, Kevin. Kevin Render, it's your fault. Eastergan, the city loves Chris. He was going to be here tonight, but he's so tired. Oh, can't cope. David Wilson, hello. Sin Rath is joining in with calling me a mushroom. I don't think that's quite fair. Stephen Edwards, magic mushroom. There we go. We're back into 1993 again, but the less I say about that, the better. And also, the bloody screen's moved. Josh Kakalakalakis. He's called me a tryhard. That must be an Americanism because I have no idea what it is. Formerly Noza, one of Jason's favourites. MJL, hello. J-Rob, who's been there. I think J-Rob is one of the first people to be in the room. Someone called Ellis Mel was trying to get a sneaky hello. Hello, Ellis.
Hello.
Steve-O has gone, I'm a fungi. Well, that'll pass. Jimmy the Greek, he says hello. Nikki Wilson has put, I'm a Mustang. Well, that's Nikki. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he was. Dewey Evans, I think that may well be a Welsh name. I don't know. Yeah, have you seen that series based in BBC Wales called Keeping Faith? It's not bad. Bullshit ending, but not bad. 8 episodes. It's the woman who used to be in Torchwood. No, Lily. No, I've got nothing to say to you, Lily. We're talking to mushrooms. Where else are we? Estragon loves these mushrooms.
Why is Thunder Road? Thunder Road said congrats on your procreation. What's that all about?
They're not his, are they? They're not yours, are they?
Well, I think FSRWC5 said, I'm a proud gay person. Well, hello. We welcome all sorts here. Ashley's eating a mushroom. That's not very good. Josh Kakalaka Lucas has said he's more of a herbs guy. Fair enough. Not as good as a wink, sir. Renry says hello. You haven't said that you're a mushroom. Akshay, he says, are large mushrooms or those tiny white ones? See, I went through a phase of the big portobello mushrooms, but they're just too much mushroom for me. I'm a big fan of them. Stefan's there. He always gets a hello no matter what he says. Is Chris on mushrooms? No, he lives under a mushroom. I think you're getting the two confused. Stephen Mills, GFP top host, I'm a mushroom. Don't say that, for fuck's sake. Stefan. Oh, here we go. Stefan's on about the mushrooms. What did you say about Thunder Road? What's he put? Thunder Road, congrats, Ellis, on your it's not Ellis. We said on the podcast that was a 1 hour, 15 minutes long, people. Fucking hell, that's the shortest ever. I said someone we know is up the duff with a baby gooner, and I'm not saying who it is. Is it you, Ellis?
No.
Not you, is it?
You're not, no.
You haven't got
not
Mrs.
I'm aware
Ellis.
Of, anyway.
No, you haven't got Mrs. Ellis pregnant, have you?
No.
And nor yet. Have any of our ABW got Mrs. Ellis pregnant.
I should hope not.
No, that'd be wrong. Right. So first of all, I'd like to say in the last cut, in fact, earlier today or tonight, Eric Bristow, one of my favourite ever darts players. I've been a fan of the darts for many, many years. He's only 16. He passed away today from a heart attack. That is so, so sad. I didn't realise he was 60. I thought he was a lot older than 60. And earlier this week, one of my favourite England players, Ray Wilkins, another football legend, he passed away after having a heart attack. So sad. People are passing away so early for... And I go and have a look at this website that is called... All the trans... What's it called? Football trans... footballdatabase.eu. And on the left-hand side, it has a list of all the players that have died. And there have been so many young players dying in just alone this year. There must have been about 6 or 7 players that have been no older than their early 20s that are passing away, dropping dead on the pitch. I think one of them got hit by a ball recently. So, yeah, sad times. I suppose we should get on with it, shouldn't we? How long have we been going already? And I haven't even started 5 fucking minutes. This will make sure Jason will never ask me to host again. Right, Arsenal 4, CSKA Moscow 1. Ellis, what was your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it was quite a good game. I wouldn't lie, I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know how or what Arsenal were going to turn up. As pretty much standard, we looked okay going forward, but still a bit dodgy at the back. In terms of the team lineup, I wasn't too surprised. Other than Cech, I didn't know if he was going to make it. I think Wenger said in his press conference that he may be fit and he might start, but didn't sort of allude if he was or not. And a lot of us just thought it was obviously going to be a spinner in the cups, but Cech started and did okay. Wasn't really tested, obviously. Got beaten by quite a good free kick, but other than that, he wasn't massively tested. It was just a good game, and you can't really complain at 4-1.
Very true. Josh, what's your thoughts on the game before we start getting down to my pointless notes?
I thought it was, a game of two halves, to be honest. A mad first half with a rather quieter, more refined second, to be honest.
That's the way it should be, though, isn't it? Or is it? I suppose it's best to get them out. I think we were saying that on the podcast. I think Hollick brought it up, or maybe it's Chris, because it sure as fuck wasn't me, that we need to get out there and get goals early, open them up, and that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Reply to that if you want. I don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what you're going to do. It's been a while since I've done
unpredictable, that's what I am.
Yeah, exactly. Like okay. A Wobi pass.
The Wobi. Yeah. Ellis. This will go to both of you. Do you think this is the lineup we should stick to for the rest of the Europa League campaign, as in checking goal, as in Xhaka doing the more defensive, the midfield role? You have a go at that, Ellis.
Obviously, Mkhitaryan's took a bit of a knock, so we'll see whether he'll be fit to keep playing that position. And as for Cech, both our goalkeepers, they don't fill me with confidence. I was watching a video that one of the lads put in the WhatsApp chat of all the goals you've conceded, and Cech doesn't exactly like make himself look great in some of the chances that he could have saved and hadn't saved. And obviously Ospina just, to me, feels like he's got a ricket in and will always make the odd mistake. But I don't know. I think of the two, Cech doesn't scare me as much as Ospina does. But they don't, neither of them fill me with confidence, and neither does our defence. But yeah, I think, yeah, check for me.
Josh, do you agree with him on Dave the Bin Man? Or are you happy to keep this line up for the rest of the season to get us through to the final and then smash Atleti 8-0 in the final?
I mean, both our goalkeepers have got a mistake or two in them, maybe three. But the defence in front has got about 2 or 3 defensive errors in them as well. So those are really our best options, I think, with Cech and the back four that we set out with. The only player that I would probably switch out would be bring Elneny in for Jack Wilshere, who was...
Steady.
Yeah, how many people are going to annoy? Oh, screw it. He was awful this evening, completely not there. But look at it this way, Danny. There was a point 53 minutes in, Jack Wilshere gets the ball in midfield, takes on 3 players, passes 2 of them, and then gets dispossessed. Now, he's come out with a net successful take on there of 1, but he still lost the ball. He's awful. That's what he does. He manages to... Well, I could go on a rant here. He's completely not...
Here we go.
Utterly uncreative for Arsenal this season. Alex Iwobi, who's been getting pelters in across this season for how poor he's been creatively, has got better statistics than Jack Wilshere in terms of balls playing through, chances created, and assists. The only thing Jack's got better on than almost any of our offensive players, including Mesut Ozil and Aaron Ramsey, is take-ons, because he'll pass through players, run down a cul-de-sac, and then can't play a pass. And that was the biggest issue that we've had with him for most of the season. And then we could go on to the fact that he just can't seem to get around the football pitch anymore. But that's another matter. But
have we seen this season a midfield of Ramsey forward, Xhaka middle, Elneny back? I take it that's what you'd like.
No, I would have Xhaka back and Elneny and Ramsey both pivoting, both pushing up to surround him. A little bit like you saw with Juventus when they had Pirlo sitting dictating the pace and then Pogba and Vidal pushing around him.
Ellis?
Yeah, well, I'm not disagreeing with Josh. I thought Jack was terrible today, and I don't think Jack's really done much to warrant a new contract at all this season. Like, in terms of his involvement in goals, I can't really think of a time when he's either been like an assistant to goal or scored a goal in a lot of games this season. And yeah, he wasn't very good at all tonight, and I can't think of a time he was good. But even saying that, I still think I'd rather have him in the team other than Elneny. For me, when Elneny came on, I know it was already 4-1 and we were just sort of winding down there. He didn't really provide us anything. At least, like Josh mentioned about the take-ons, at least Jack can sort of skip past a couple of players. Yeah, he might run into like a cul-de-sac and turn it over, but Elneny's not going to do that for you. Elneny's just pretty much going to do some sideways passing and run around a lot. And that's just my bias against Elneny. I'm not his biggest fan just because I find him boring. At least with Jack, there's a bit of excitement there. And yeah, but I will say, of the two people that need a contract extension, one person definitely showed his case for it today and the other one didn't. But I'm sure we'll get onto that later.
Okay. Right. Happy birthday, Rhys, apparently. Rudy is put, Wenger just said that Mickey has a knee problem and it's difficult to say how serious it is. It always is at the beginning, isn't it? I mean, they first go off, usually need at least a day or so for whatever swelling and stuff there is to go down before you can judge what's wrong with them. And then whatever they say, if it's going to be a week, you know, it's going to be a month, just times it by four. I'm just reading here what people said about Jack Wilshere. Steph says, don't let Josh talk about Jack. As your FIFA buddies, he's allowed to say that. Nicky Wilson has put Jack as finished, but he's just being negative about Jack. Charun says, Wilshere has to play for his new contract. This performance is worse. You're not wrong. Kevin has put Jack missing at the Emirates, definitely. Archie, 2 yards pass, he gave it away. Came in on about Iwobi, easy pass for Laka's hat trick. Matthew, Jack is determined, but yeah, he tries to play above his level. Right, next one I'm going to move on to is to start getting into the actual game itself. Ramsey goal. Ramsey to Ozil. Ozil to Ramsey. To Ramsey. So close. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the offside goal, the first one. I was thinking, hold on, that wasn't how it happened. Yeah, a little bit unlucky. I think we were unlucky all night, weren't we, Josh, with the offside? Because a couple of times it was so close. I thought the advantage used to go to the attacker.
Yeah, but he was offside, so it don't really matter. It won't matter next season when we've got VAR, because VAR will say that's offside.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like being correct. Yeah, sorry,
just
Danny.
Just let it go. I mean, if we look at it and you squint a little bit and you look at, just look away a bit, they all look okay. Too many offsides for me.
Offside is always the, it's the most black and white rule, other than did it cross the line for a goal. So that makes sense for it to be a VAR thing.
Ellis, did it annoy you, the number of offsides we were caught out with tonight?
No, not really. Musa got put through, didn't he, just before that Ramsey chance, and he got called offside, and it's a close one. Like, I know you are meant to apparently supposedly give the advantage to the attacker, but if it's offside, it's offside. Like Josh says, it's pretty black and white. You're either past the line or you're not.
Yeah, but some of it is so close, and thinking, I'll just let it go. It makes the games more interesting. Maybe give him an extra foot advantage.
I would say I'm not a linesman, and I'm not ever been a linesman or done any of that. It must be so hard for the linesman to try and call that. Like, for me, I'd probably think, oh, yeah, it's just onside because I can't really see if he's off or not.
There you go. That's the answer I'm looking for. Right. First goal, 8 minute. Ozil to Wilshere, who as usual is not greedy. I mean, that's a good point. You can't deny that about Jack. He has definitely not been greedy lately this season. So plays it out wide to Bellerin. And now I thought someone else touched it, but after watching it back, I said Bellerin, who slips it across to Ramsey, and Ramsey scores. Ellis, oh. What a wonderful goal. What a wonderful player. Oh, we all love Ramsey. Is somebody playing for their contract or is he just naturally that bloody good? Ellis. What has he done?
Has he muted himself?
Oh. I muted myself. I thought I clicked it. Obviously not. Oh. My bad.
Yeah.
bit of both, really. I think he's obviously playing for his contract to show he's worth his contract. But he's been doing it all season. When he's fit and he isn't missing games, he contributes to goals either with assists or with goals himself. It's just what Ramsey does for me. He's a quality player. And like I said earlier, of the two people, him and Jack, who deserve a contract, it's definitely him. I mean, he's a player that you could probably say we could replace, but why should we when he's contributing so much and he all knows how this team works and he offers us something, whereas Jack Wilshere isn't offering us much at the moment. And obviously Ramsey could have had a hat-trick today. Yeah, just a good goal, well taken. It's typical Aaron Ramsey making that run into the box from midfield and someone picking him out and him just slotting away. He does it all the time. He's been doing it for ages. It's why his numbers are as good as they are, because he makes those runs. And when someone can put a good ball in like Hector Bellerin was, it was quite a good ball to pick him out, really. There was a lot of options in there. I think Lacazette was far post. So I was always running into there. There was a few players running in, but he obviously picked up Ramsey. He found himself a bit of space inside the box and just put it away. It was a great goal.
Yeah, Kevin has put, when Rambo is in form, he is fantastic. Stephen Edwards, give me a break. Ramsey's had one good season, right? Everyone gather around Stephen Edwards, give him a kick in.
I think his winky face kind of lets him off there.
That looks like a squashed marshmallow. Josh says, I know he's talking to you about the twins. Were they twins or this the same age? Was that the back line of 108 that they must have mentioned about 50 times on the bloody commentary?
Yeah, it was the... It was two of the centre-backs with the same surname, Danny. They're brothers. They're 20 minutes apart, but they're both 36.
Before we started the show, Ellis said, how are we going to do the players' names? I said, numbers. That's all we're going to do. We're not bothering with names. Apart from Akinfe, he's the only one there that I remember. Michael makes a good point, Josh, that Rambo could have scored 4 or 5 goals tonight. And Archie says, what are you on? Ramsey is world-class. So, Ramsey.
What are you on, Ellis? Ramsey is world-class.
Yeah.
Best midfielder outside of Manchester City in the Premier League.
Yeah, definitely. He's so good. Like, he gets a lot of stick. And in this game, there was parts when, literally, before we're going to come onto his goal in a bit, but he did like a pointless flick in the middle of the park.
In a bit, not with me hosting us. We can go to the 80th minute and talk about what I've had for dinner.
So he picks up the ball, does a pointless flick, turns it over, and then this was the point when we're only 1-0 up, and I thought, fucking hell, Ramsey, that like he's just gone from what he does best, running to the box, and what he does that annoys people when people do lambast, was trying things like flicks and back heels. And I said it to my dad when I was watching the game, like, there he goes, Ramsey, a fucking pointless back heel again. And obviously we come to his goal and I'm just like, right, I'll shut up now.
Who's your dad's favourite player?
God, I don't bloody know. He's very typical, stereotypical old English bloke, and he hates Ozil because he slows the game down too much. But in terms of his favourite player, it'll probably be Jack Wilshere, to be honest.
Yeah. My kind of man. That's what I like to see. Blind loyalty. Okay, yeah. So next one, we're moving on to the 14th minute. Free kick. Now, the commentators were saying, if Robbie Savage knows that they can take a decent free kick, and Robbie Savage is going, oh, he's a really good free kick taker. They want to be careful. 14th minute, free kick after Koss gave away a sloppy foul, apparently. I got that from Ask Blog Live because I wasn't watching it. I didn't see the foul. Plonked it in the top right-hand corner. No one, no goalkeeper on earth is saving it unless you're standing underneath the right-hand side of the post. And then he's going to put it in the left-hand side of the post. So, Josh, what's your thoughts on the foul and the free kick? And, yeah.
The foul was just a comedy of errors, really. I think it was Ozil missing a tackle beforehand. Then it goes to Mustafi, who does a Mustafi clearance. So Koscielny then has to try and deal with the ball in the air and just wipes out the forward that he's defending with, and yeah, just gives away a silly free kick.
As well, just scooped it up straight in the air.
I thought that was Mustafi.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was such a bad, bad comedy of errors that led to it. And yeah, it's just a mad that we consistently give away these kind of silly little fouls. And it wasn't the first one we'd given away as well, but it was the one we got punished from. You've got to say, when the lad steps up to it and just dinks it up and over the wall, superb, superb free kick. And, you know, you could even put Per Mertesacker on the end of the wall. He's still getting it up and over and in. But, yeah, it's what led to that, the free kick actually occurring, was absolutely mad. But, yeah, Golovin was superb with a beautiful free kick. But we reacted in the right way afterwards.
Squires is put here. The only way that's getting saved if it's us, if it's against us. I mean, I think he means as in we're taking it. I think that's a fair point. Ellis, do you want to say anything on the foul? The foul, and maybe Koscielny, is he getting worse? He's not going to be getting any better, is he?
No, it's, we mentioned it earlier, didn't we, when we were talking about our defence, and Josh mentioned how our defence has got three or four errors in them. Everyone has. Mustafi, he's one of those sort of goes in for the 50-50. Sometimes he comes out of it and looks good. Other times he doesn't and he leaves a big gaping hole in defence. Koscielny is prone to it as well. And yeah, you can't complain, like I echo what Josh said, you can't complain about the free kick. It was taken well. It was a great free kick. No one's really going to save it. You can complain about the errors that led up to it. There was three players there making silly decisions, and Koscielny was never going to win that header. Like, it's easy to criticise him because in the moment you just might just think, fuck it, I'm going to make it, I can do it. But it is a silly decision and it did cost us. But like Josh said, it, one goal and then they didn't really threaten. For me, they did have pace through that Musa guy who was at Leicester, and they did have opportunities, but they didn't make the most of them. It does worry me, like if we do get through to the semis or the final, wherever, however far we get, and if we draw a team like Atletico, they'll make us punish for that sort of defending. But CSK didn't, or Cisco, or however you pronounce it. But yeah, it was a good free kick, and it's just the errors up to it that were the poor part of that, really.
Josh, 15th minute. Now, that's saying 50p, 5p, I think, is Arsenal implosion warning. Arsenal implosion warning. Musa fucks up a chance to make it 2-1. What was your thoughts at that point in the game?
I wasn't that worried about Musa. We did see when he was playing for... Yeah, when he was playing for Leicester... he did cause Bellerin a lot of problems in the game at the Emirates, but he was one of those, a bit like, we say, one of our old players, Theo Walcott, all pace, no end products at all. And I think that really was the same that we saw from him today. He was lightning quick, causing our defence problems, but when it came to the fact that he actually had the ball and was trying to do something with it, it never came off. So I was a little bit, I was more worried about the other guy they had up front, the guy that was all elbows. The Swedish guy.
The one that Bellerin took out near the end, which was, or attacked near the end, which I thought was good. It's worth a yellow card, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, because I think he'd left a few bruises on Mustafi during the game as well, who I thought would come off at some point because he was just, you know, battered and bruised by him all game. But I think, yeah, as you say, with the near implosion, it was a little bit worrying, but we've seen this from Arsenal and there were definitely chances in this game. The way that we've seen from the first 15 minutes was, even if Cesc had got another goal, we were getting easily another two or three from them because they were just so open. And that back line, as we've mentioned, which... How old were they? I don't think it was mentioned. Did you say 108? 108, was it?
I've never heard that age. Definitely.
Yeah, not heard that stat. Yeah, they were pretty slow, so we could have easily got through them, and we showed that for the rest of the second half, first half, that we could just go through them with ease when we wanted to and go through the gears.
Yeah, very true. Ellis, 21st minute penalty. Ozil bundled to the floor by number 42. But... do you think he was stumbling before the bloke took him out? Because it looked like he was about to go down, not for a dive, just lost his footing.
Oh yeah, he was definitely stumbling. I think he took like a bit of a hefty touch, sort of went to stumble, but then the guy just wraps his leg around and fouls him. So regardless of whether he was already falling over, he still made contact.
Imagine how someone like Dele Alli, you were falling and then you got tripped. He'd have taken flight.
But yeah, I don't. I don't know if we're going to debate it, but for me, that's a penalty all day long, regardless of whether he's lost his balance and he's fallen into it.
You agree, Josh?
No, I didn't think it was.
You didn't think it was a penalty?
Mm, it was tough.
Because he was falling anyway.
Yeah, I was really torn with it. Because Arsenal don't get penalties for a start. So I didn't think he was going to give it. But
that's not a reason.
Yeah, it is.
Full of the penalties.
Yeah, no, it's changed now. It's ever since I put that tweet out last week to say that we're never going to get a penalty again.
Yeah. Have you noticed since I've changed the JPEG of Arsenal and I've gone back to using the old badge, we've won 5 games in a row.
Why don't you do it sooner then?
Yeah, exactly.
Idiot.
Five fucking years I've had that sitting there. I thought, well, I'll save it. Well, I'm saving it.
We could have won the Champions League if it weren't for you.
Oh, fucking hell. Archie says clear pen. Noza says that was a stonewall. Rudy says it's a clear pen. Josh Kakalakalaka Lucas says that's at least a yellow.
Why didn't you think it was a penalty, Josh? What was the reason? Other than we don't get him?
It's because I misheard the question and just went, yeah, whatever.
Because I misasked them.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to the next bit because otherwise we'll be all fucking night. No, you two have got stuff to do. I haven't. I've got to go and cook dinner yet. Laka takes the penalty and it was, look at their face. And I always think, if they look like they're shitting themselves, then you begin to worry. And he looked round to his left, went, give it a little bit of Bewitched. I thought, yeah, he knows what he's doing here. Because their keeper, Akinfenwa, is half-decent keeper. And Lacazette scores. And he looked composed, and their keeper is no good. No mug, but good penalty, Ellis. Do you agree?
I just want to correct you. I don't think he's kept a clean sheet for fucking ages, Akinfenwa, in the Champions League.
That was in the Champions League. In Europa League.
Isn't he the one that's in 13 years?
It's the Europa League thing. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if any of you saw, but Arsenal shared a video of the two penalties we took against Stoke with the Aubameyang and the Lacazette one, and they were like overlaid on each other, and they were like a carbon copy of each other. And I thought, oh, is he going to go right again? But no, he just lots it the other way left and just sends Akinfenwa the wrong way. It was a great penalty. And it's, I think when we were being linked, or just before we signed Lacazette, and people were trying to like put him down or put him up, people say he scored too many penalties, but surely that's a good thing. Like, you can't really have a go at someone who's clinical in front of goal. Like, we've seen before with Sanchez missed a few. Obviously, when Aubameyang first came to us, he missed that penalty. But Lacazette seems to be pretty competent in front of goal. And it's nice to have someone like that who, when they step up to the spot, you're not nervous that he's going to miss. And even when he was a bit out of form, I still felt confident when he was getting the penalty, and obviously took one against Stoke, which may have given him a little boost today, and he confidently slotted away today. So, yeah, good on him.
I agree. Josh, 27th minute, I've put magic. It's like watching the Harlem Globetrotters. How did he do that? Ramsey running forward and then back. He runs back onside and then he goes, oi, Ozil, sunshine, there. Points to where he wants the ball. And Ozil, being the world-class player that he is, went, no problem, Gov. And then chipped it to him and said, good luck. And he put it in the back of the net. How fucking good was that?
Oh, it was such a good goal. From, the two goals we've seen in European football from earlier in the week, it's pretty damn close to those. But it's a superb goal from Aaron Ramsey. We know that Jason Davis has got at least double bonus from that, from hit the Welsh wonder. But yeah, it just, we know that Aaron Ramsey has got that movement. But I think a couple of seasons ago, he wouldn't be able to finish that. But he's now developed that finisher's instinct that I think he's kind of missed from that. But yeah, the assist from Ozil, who was on fire for the whole of this game, it was superb to watch. Just even Robbie Savage, who, you know, likes to join in on the bandwagon, was singing his praises. Just absolutely superb from both of those players. And yeah, they both had great games overall as well.
Zoe Thorpe has put Ramsey's better than Ronaldo, and Junior's put Fabregas is better than Ramsey. Josh Page, Rambo for captain. And here we go. Nicky Wilson has put, did he mean it?
Yeah, of course he meant it. Like, I don't know if he thought it was going to go in, but he definitely meant it. Like, it's like I was saying earlier, the thing people criticise Ramsey than his injury record is the sort of overcomplicate it sometimes, but to be able to pull that off in the box is just sublime. And our man Jason Davies probably was completely wet in his pants area after that went in.
He's run dry. That's all I can say. Bloody run dry. My cat's rolling around on her back like she's in heat. Lily, what are you doing? You're showing your minge. Stop it, you gingerbread tart. Yeah, magnificent. That's going to go down for me as one of our best. Have we had a better goal this season? A team goal rather than just an individual goal? Don't think we have we? There again, I can't remember what I did yesterday, so we've probably had dozens. Okay, where are we now? We're up to... help if I put the cursor where we're right up to. 34th minute, I've put Xhaka to Ozil. Ozil crosses, hits the defender. Xhaka controls it and it has a shot and it glances the goalkeeper. Still counts as a Xhaka goal. And it's all over. Josh? There's no question there. Just thought I'd say, Josh, what do you want
to... Thanks. This is why I've got, where I don't think I'm paying attention when you're just not dropping me questions. And I'm just going yes to be polite and put myself in a hole, like thinking that wasn't a penalty.
So, magnificent ball from Xhaka, who was really involved in the game. I noticed that at some points during the game, it was Wilshere would be going forward and then Ramsey would be dropping back a little bit. And then Ramsey would be moving around. And I think that's how Ramsey got so many balls. And Xhaka had a really good game, didn't he? And, setting up that goal for Ozil to ping it off of a defender and then Lacazette to ping it off of the goalkeeper to put it in. Are you happy with it?
Yeah. I think Lacazette had a really good game. I think that confidence that he gained from the penalty against Stoke, getting a goal, he looks a lot sharper since he's had that surgery on his knee from how he was from almost the whole of this season, really. He just looks a lot sharper since he's come back, and hopefully that translates into good performances across the pitch, because we're going to need him all the way up to the final. And I think he's really motivated to get there, seeing as he's ex-Lyon and it's in the Lyon Stadium.
So what do we think was wrong with his knee? Did anyone have any explanation?
I'm no professional doctor, so I can't tell you, other than it was a little bit broken.
Oh, Ellis, as you're a qualified knee doctor and bum doctor, what was your diagnosis?
He had a bum on his knee.
Oh, bum knee. There you go, people. That's horrendous. Right, then, here we go. 41st minute while I got you, Ellis. I'm going to read what I've put and you make out of it, whatever you want. Xhaka's wonderful lob pass to Ozil, who fluffs it. That should have been 5-1. Do you agree with that? Or do you think maybe Ozil was going, oh, what's going on? I didn't expect a ball like that from Xhaka, because that was one hell of a ball.
I think he fluffs it. I think Mesut Ozil should be better. Like, that's something you can criticise. Ozil in front of goal, he's not great. With someone who's got so many different passes, like so good at assisting, a lot of skill, a good footballer. When it comes to front of goal, he struggles sometimes. Sometimes he'll score like great goals, like against what was that Merton one he scored last season?
Chelsea?
No, the one we dinked it in the
Ludogorets.
Ludogorets, that's it. We dinked it around a couple of people and then just slotted it away. But once you've done those few players, you can't really miss that chance. But yeah, he should have done better. But as Mesut Ozil, he's like the king of assists, but when it comes to front of goal, he's not great, is he, let's be honest.
Would have been nice to have smashed him, because that's the one thing Wenger said in his press conference. The only thing he really wants from this game was a clean sheet, and he didn't get that. But near as damn it, they're not going to come from four back from 4-1 down, are they? Just look. Don't.
Mate, you just completely jinxed that. We are fucked now.
I'm going to use the correct badge, the old badge. Someone here has put, SQ Man has put, should we just get Ramsey a monkey to make him sign a new contract? Does anyone know what the fuck SQ Man's talking about? But I like the idea of a monkey.
I thought Ramsey liked rhinos or elephants. Was it? I don't know.
Oh, well, walrus, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, from the World Cup, because it was Wales, Russia. It looked like walrus. It was badly drawn Arsenal that did that. So that's where that's where I'm getting it from.
What's that got to do with monkeys?
I've not. Can somebody explain what the fuck he's on about with a monkey? Dogs are... Oh, no, El Nani doesn't like dogs, apparently. They're dirty. Don't say that.
See, rhinos. See, people talk about rhinos. He retweets it all the time. Say the rhinos.
Big nose nonsense. That's what that is. A fucking rhino nonce. someone said, are we missing Sanchez and his shit dogs? No, no, not at all. I don't think anyone really gives a fuck about Ellis being gone. About Alexis. Oh, both ends in S. About Alexis being gone. Anybody got any notes? Because I know you make good notes, Josh. You got any notes from the first half that you want to fill in before I go on to the five notes I made for the second half?
No, I thought you'd make notes for this once I saw that I wasn't hosting. So I just sat back and watched it.
Damn you, Davis. This is what happens when you put me in charge. Don't like it. And Ellis, I bet you've made no notes because you were busy getting drunk with the parents.
I wasn't getting drunk. I was just having a pleasant night in. Yes. But no, I didn't make any notes. I never did.
You told them to piss off because you got this to do.
Yeah, I didn't like that bit.
Let's go and have a look at the chat box and see what people are saying. Alexis, who? Simon wants to know about Adidas kit deal. Well, we all know we're staying with Puma for next season. I think the kits have been leaked already. I think we should change kit makers every couple of years, because every 3 years, because they run out of ideas, don't they? Any news on that, Josh? Because you seem to know about things like this. If you don't know, make it up, because no one will know.
Yeah, no, I think Adidas have been quite boring with their kits for a while. Remember how the was it the Chelsea third kit was the Real Madrid second kit, and was the they basically copied and pasted it, and it was someone else's home kit. Yeah, they're pretty lazy.
All the manufacturers do that. They're like Nikes this year are basically carbon copies of each other, just different badges.
That's true. The Spurs kit was the England kit, wasn't it? At one point.
I mean, why can't the Arsenal go and buy a factory in China and knock out our own kits?
I just want a remake of the Bruised Banana, and if Adidas can do that, then by all means, sign them up.
I've still got my Bruised Banana.
Better done fit, though.
I've not had anything. All I had yesterday was tuna, chili beans, jalapenos, and potatoes mixed up in a bowl. I shared that picture with you lot, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, and I assumed it would come out looking exactly the same.
I don't know. Yeah,
the consistency. A bit crazy.
Josh, okay. You were saying about shirt suit sponsors earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, that was a thing. Apparently, it's a video media online video company of some form. So, assumption is it's someone like Netflix, but it could be Chatterbait. Who knows?
Does YouTube count as an online video service?
What do they ever do for us?
Yeah, but YouTube sponsors someone else, and I can't think who it is. It's the owner of YouTube sponsors an MLS team. Oh, LAFC.
We've got YouTube. YouTube.
Oh.
And all the YouTubes. Yes, I think it's going to be probably Netflix. Maybe then Amazon Prime, of which I have.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix is like red and white, so that would match, but Amazon Prime, isn't that like green?
That's red and black weird. For Netflix.
Red and black are still sort of.
They changed their thing.
Loki's got two Bruised Banana shirts, one long sleeved.
That's a rare one.
Yeah, it is. I always remember Eddie McGoldrick wearing the long sleeved one. Don't know why. He probably didn't. Probably my mind's playing tricks on me. Right then, second half. I've put from the 45th to the 55th minute, just lots of chances. Looking good. 55th minute, Mickey must score. Just might score. Surely Ramsey will score. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's my brain fart of a moment. Mkhitaryan must score. Jack must score. Surely Ramsey will score. No, that was a sad moment. And that's I think that's what you were complaining about, that Ramsey just cannot do it. Josh, do you think that's what the point I was making? Because I put just might score and I meant Jack. So I'm not 100% sure what the fuck I'm on about.
No one does, Danny.
You know the moment I'm on about, though, where it was like ping pong. Not ping pong, pinball.
Yes, I do know the one we were talking about, because we had quite a few of those chances as well, where the ball was just pinging along the box, and Ramsey had a couple of shots that were, you know, very unfortunate to not go in, or a lot of power was taken off them because someone managed to get some kind of touch on it, just to kind of slow the pace of the ball down, but I think, Mkhitaryan was showing again how good he is. He had some really promising moments in the first half where it looked like he was going to open the scoring. And in the second half, I think, until he went off with what looks like a knee injury, he was just, he was incredible for the game as well.
Yes. Ellis, 60th minute, Mickey looks to be struggling. 62nd minute, Mickey off for Iwobi. What are we going to do if Mkhitaryan's out for more than, I don't know, how long to the next game? 4 days, 3 days, Sunday, isn't it? So we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, if he's out for more than 3 days, what are we going to do? We're going to play Iwobi in there, and maybe we'll just have someone keep shouting to him so he knows which way is forward, and that's the way he should run with the ball, because I'm not full of confidence that he's going to be able to do anything.
I imagine, regardless of whether he picked up injury or not, he would have got rested for the Southampton game, just because obviously we go back to Russia on the Thursday, which is a bit of a long haul. And even up 4-1 up, I think you still got to take it seriously. We've seen it before, haven't we? In AC Milan, we had a good lead and we sort of conceded a few. And also against that other shit team, what was the name? I've forgotten them. Whoever. Some random team from somewhere. And then they had their leg back at home. We were a bit dodgy there. So I think we've got to take it seriously. If he's out longer than misses the CSK, I think that'll be a bit of a downer. But it's difficult to say. Like, those knee-on-knee sort of injuries can be quite bad. I'm hoping it's just sort of precautionary. We're 4-1 up. Were we 4-1 up when he came off? Must have been. Yeah, second half.
Yeah, 62nd minute he came
off. Yeah. So we're 4-1 up. I'm hoping it's just precautionary and they've just sort of gone, look, we're okay now. You come off, we'll just make sure you're okay. So hopefully that's not too bad. But like I said, it is, you can get injuries quite badly when it's a knee on knee like that.
In one of the past few podcasts, I said that my idea for Iwobi is only bring him up when we're 3 or 4 nil up. And so we bring him on and he still does rubbish. Mate, am I being harsh on him, Josh, by saying he did rubbish?
Yeah. Because you said Jack Wilshere played well. So you clearly know nothing.
10 out of 10.
But like, Iwobi's like Josh's little love child, isn't he?
I mean, it's very difficult for Iwobi to be related to me. Unless I'm albino. That's one of the issues.
Well, you go back to all related.
Let's put it this way. The one moment that everyone will be slating Alex Iwobi for, you could equally say Lacazette as a £52 million striker should be putting it in.
Burn the witch. Burn him. Not having that.
Yeah, I think
he probably wasn't expecting it. Fair enough. Like, fair play to Iwobi going, look, there's Lacazette. He's on his hat trick. It'll be really nice for him to get it. But if I was Lacazette, I'd be like, what the fuck? I didn't realise that ball was coming to me.
It's a little bit again, Usain Bolt running the 100 metres and then, as he's about to dip to things, chucking a fucking football at him and expecting him to score.
Well, you know,
Iwobi, he should score, you're right, but yeah, he's not expecting it.
Why not? He's a £52 million striker. He's running to the back post. What is he expecting? You know, an Easter egg to be at the end.
No, but when you look across and you see, look, there's a Iwobi. He's basically through on goal, probably going to shoot. Oh, no, he's giving it to me. Fuck, I've missed.
Well, that's the thing. Iwobi, when he's in that position, he's got a couple of options. He can either go for a shot. If he misses, Aaron Ramsey, Lacazette. Who else is in the middle at that time? It's either Xhaka or probably Wilshere. Who's there? All giving him pelters for not squaring it.
He then
tries and plays a square ball. Well, yeah, because he does. You would shout at him because he's got four players who are completely unmarked in the middle of the box, square from him.
If he shoots and the keeper saves it there, he's probably going to spill it to one of those four players anyway. So I doubt they'd be shouting at him because they just tuck it away.
So he can play that pass. The issue is the pass that he plays is too much curve on it for the guys that are running in, so they can't get to it. And you've got an issue where Lacazette isn't paying attention.
Yeah, right, I'm going to read some.
And it's not an awful pass as well, which I'll throw back to Josh Kakalakis. It's not awful. It's a reasonable pass that someone can slide in and get that.
Well, in the chat box, they're saying, K-Man says, Iwobi's pass was too strong. That's why I thought maybe he was going to go and try and power it into the net, but he didn't. Michael says, Iwobi was okay, but he needs to be greedy and should have had a shot as he was through on goal. Yeah, and we're 4-1 up, might as well have a go for it. Sefo says, that pass was awful. Iwobi, not harsh, Danny. Iwobi is the new Jimmy Carter. We've had Jimmy Carter on a podcast once, very nice bloke. Archie says, Iwobi not mentally there. Nicky Wilson says, Arsenal giveaway hat tricks. That's not a thing. We could have had a double hat trick tonight. Has that ever happened before? I mean, I can't remember it happening. Well, that would mean we'd have to score at least 5 goals. Yeah, that's correct. So Josh Page says, slide it in far post. K-Man, bad pass. Archie, Iwobi brain dead in that moment. Yeah, but when you're lacking in confidence, you're really going to think, oh, I'm going to give it to someone else to sort it out. Archie says, Iwobi in two minds as usual. Loki's put, Iwobi Walcott 2.0, Everton in 10 years.
I bet that's made Josh's blood boil.
No, because Chris has come in and Chris has backed me up. So it's all right.
Well, our Chris?
Chris Lodato, our Chris from...
Chris Lodato, there's nothing anyway.
He says, one of the FIFA ones.
Chris Lodato says, I'm not having that. Laka absolutely should have tapped that in with his left foot. No problem. It won't be his right foot, though, isn't he? Right-footed, even though he plays on the left.
He's talking about Lacazette.
I know he said Lacazette there. About Iwobi is right-footed, so when he's running in on goal and he's right-footed, you would think that's a... If it was left-footed, and think, okay, maybe you can cross it because you're not going to get a good angle on it being left-footed, are you? But he's right-footed, so... Yeah, okay. Matthew Hudson's put Iwobi should have had a shot. Well, there you go. Perez and Pennant against Portsmouth years ago. I think he's been on the Vimto again. He's just making up nonsense.
Basically, Josh is wrong. No one likes Iwobi.
Well, the what I put is a 66th minute. Ozil plays it to Iwobi, who should have had a shot, but slides it to Laka, who looked like he wasn't expecting it or was going at full speed to get to it, taps it wide. So, and if, never mind, we 4-1 up. 73rd minute. This made you happy, Josh. Welbeck on for Lacazette and Elneny on for Jack. Were you doing a special little dance as soon as you saw that heathen Jack leave the pitch?
No, I'd have kept Jack Wilshere on for the rest of the game to tire him out.
Mind.
No, I put it in the group that we were talking about as well, that I would have rested Aaron Ramsey. I would have taken him off because save him for the weekend at Southampton. Keep Jack Wilshere on, you know, tire him out, drop him for the weekend. Because
hopefully he gets an injury, breaks a leg, never see him again. No? Okay. We don't need any of those. Josh? No, Ellis. Josh just said that. You see, you two have got names that sound the same to me. They've both got S's in. One of you needs to change your name to Kate or Catherine or Kevin. There you go. Something with a K. We don't have enough people with a letter K to do this. Right, where am I up to? Ellis.
Fucking hell.
What's that other one? Josh and Ross. That was when I was doing the hipster stuff. That messed me up every time. They're virtually the same name. 73rd minute, Ellis. No, 76th minute. Ramsey teasing us with a hat-trick. Filthy close boy. I don't know what I'm on about there. Have you any idea what happened in the 76th minute to make me put that he's a filthy boy teasing us?
Didn't he hit the post? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it must be Rambo hitting the post for his hat-trick.
He just didn't put enough curl on it and it just like smacked off the bar or post and came out, and that was obviously his chance for the hat-trick. And bless him, I think he had a couple of chances really to get the hat-trick in that second half. It just wasn't coming for him, but who cares, 1-4-1, and he scored a ridiculous goal anyway, so I'm sure he can live on that for a little while.
But this is, Josh, is this the right point in the season for all of our players to be coming into form with Ramsey getting the goals, Mkhitaryan fitting in like a warm glove, and Lacazette back to the Lacazette he was at Lyon last season and all the previous seasons? It's all coming together nicely, isn't it?
Yeah, except for Jack Wilshere, who's wildly out of form.
And Iwobi.
Boo-jack.
And Iwobi. Yeah, Iwobi's not in form. That's true. As Daniel would say, if you bring him in for the last 10 minutes, I say you get a player back into form. Don't play him for 70-odd minutes where they're not showing up for the game. And I think, as Steve put it, look like Gazza running around at a testimonial game. KFC at his side.
I think that was Paul Merson's testimonial for Arsenal. And Gazza... played for, who did he play for? I think it was an England 11 or something. Charlie Nicholas might have played in that game as well. And the young goalkeeper for Arsenal wouldn't let Charlie Nicholas score, and everyone was getting really pissed off of him. I think that game finished 7-4. I went to all those testimonials. So
I think even Ray Parler at the Milan game, what was it, last summer?
Yeah.
I think he could have done a better job than Jack Wilshere, and he only came on for 2 minutes before he remembered that he'd left his pint coming.
He left his what?
Left his pint on the bar. He had to go back for it.
Oh, dear. Final note, we're going to have to milk this one. How long have we been going? Get to the right window. We've been going for 48 minutes. So this last thing has got to last just 12 minutes. 78th minute, Bellerin booked for a tackle on the Swedish nonce. Good boy, Ellis. Your thoughts? 6 minutes, go.
This is going to be difficult because I can't remember it happening.
It didn't even look like a booking, did it, Josh?
The way that the cards were going out this evening, Cesco picked up, 5 yellow cards? Even their goalkeeper got one for time-wasting at 4-1 down in the 71st minute. So I think the referee might, I'm not saying anything, this is all not allegedly.
Either one or the other.
It's the one where I won't get in trouble and lawyers don't ring me up, but he might have got a backhander for a number of yellow cards given out in a game.
And he was Czech, and they hate Russians.
Was he? Is he? Oh, bit of controversy there. Oh, well, we didn't make that last 12 minutes, did we? So looking at the shots, the total shots in the game, 18 for us, 11 for them. I don't remember them having that many shots. Maybe if I click on this and it'll tell me on and off target.
They did. They did have quite a few shots. Remember in that first half where we just forgot how to defend?
Oh, the Moussa.
I had a few, but they were just shit.
Like Moussa was hitting the post that holds up the net right next to the behind the goal.
We had 9 on target. They had 4. Ramsey had 7, actually, of these on target. Ramsey had 3 on target. Lacazette had 2. A couple of Russians had 1. And someone eating sweets.
That'd be Ellis.
What? Don't eat sweets when I'm a fat bloke and I'm not allowed sweets.
I was playing with the Velcro bit on my charger cable. My bad. I thought I was on mute.
Pass success rate, 84% for us, 79% for them. Possession, 47-43 to us. Tackles, 12-14. That's not too bad.
Have you got chances created? Because I saw a tweet about Mesut Ozil having some mad stat that I wanted verified.
Yeah, I think he broke the record, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was in the mid-70s for chances created, but that might have been someone going OTT. And, you know, it's not like people over-exaggerate on Twitter at all.
How dare you? You wash your mouth out with that kind of skullduggery possession. No, 761 touches we had. Not that bad.
Didn't Ozil have a stat for like getting an assist every 114 minutes of the Europa League campaign, which is like a new record as well?
Yeah, that came up as well. That was something that Robbie Savage had in his locker.
I'm like, Dave Martin, we're in April now, aren't we?
But then Ozil hasn't played that many Europa League games, has he?
See, that's what I was thinking. If he only plays one game and he gets 3 assists, then that's going to make he's going to go a 300% Europa League assist stat rating. Which
we played both games in the last round, didn't he?
I'm going to say yes, and I have no idea. Yes, he did.
And then, didn't play any of the group games. So, yeah, he's only played 2 games. 3 games.
I should go and have a look at Transfer Market now. I should dig out the cheeky little German. Where is he? Oh, God, as usual, I'm never on the right bloody page, am I? Mesut Ozil, there we go. Go and click on him. 29 years old. Trying to feel while it loads. What is this? 1980s. We got 2 assists against AC Milan in the first game, none in the second game. And then tonight, it's just got 90 minutes, but he got 2 assists tonight, didn't he? So he's got 4 assists. Oh, and he played against Ostersunds, and he got 1 goal in that game, the 3-0. So he's played 4 games and got 4 assists. That's 100%. Or was that 200%? I don't know. He's having not a bad season. He's so quiet, though. He's played 32 games, all competitions, 5 goals, 11 assists. I nearly didn't get that out. I forgot to prove it.
He's got no passion. That's why nobody likes him.
Jenkinson's got plenty of passion.
Yeah, him and Jack.
That's what it is.
I do wonders at Burnley together.
We're going to have to pad the next 7.5 minutes. So people in the chat box, pad it out for us.
There are a few questions there.
Are there?
Yeah, put them in the questions. Chat.
It's so long since I've done it. Anyone got any questions? Oh, here we go. This is from Archie. He says, should we call next season a written off if Wenger stays? Oh, Josh, what do you think?
No. What are we writing off?
I don't know. I mean, you've got Lacazette and Aubameyang playing up front. I think it's back on. It's back on.
I mean, what we could achieve might be less if Wenger is still there. Let's put it that way. But we could still go out and win trophies, bearing in mind Arsene Wenger's in charge of us this season, and we're doing quite well in Europa League. So,
except for when we play Atletico.
We're top goals.
We haven't played Atletico yet, have we?
Yeah, but when we do...
we're just big Bob Holton in costume, we'll be fine.
Exactly.
Okay, another question. This one is for Ellis. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is from K-Man 1867, who is 141 years old. I think that's correct. Yes, that's correct. When's the last time Arsenal had a better striking partnership than Aubameyang and Lacazette?
Bergkamp Henry, probably. How long ago is that? When were they last not playing? Must be a while now.
2007, that ended when he retired. So that's 11 seasons. It's given you an exact answer there. Don't
there you go. 11 seasons, K-Man.
What about...
don't say Nicholas Bentner.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say Adebayor and RVP, actually.
They had one. Adebayor had one fantastic season, didn't he? This knee sliding nonce. Here we go. One from formerly Noza. What happened to just Noza? What happened to make it formal? Formally, as in you're being formal, or as in the latter?
I assume it's a bit like Prince.
Oh, don't say that. I saw his last ever concert in the UK. That was magnificent. It says, should we start with Elneny instead of Jack in Moscow? Well, Josh is going to say yes. He'd rather start bloody Kiwomia than Jack in Moscow. Ellis, what do you think?
Yes and no. Depends what formation we go with.
What?
It depends what formation we go with. Like, I wouldn't want him, Jack and Ramsey in a three, just because Elneny didn't really do anything or offer anything for me personally. At least Jack, as bad as he was, he's still sort of linked up the play and can dribble past the odd couple of people. But Elneny's not really going to do that. He's just going to pass sideways and then run around a lot.
Don't make me go full down on you, Ellis, if you mention that Elneny passes it sideways again. He doesn't.
Elneny passes it sideways.
No, he's like the Egyptian Rosicki.
Egyptian Rosicki? He's the Egyptian Danielson.
No, Egyptian James Milner. There you go. I'll do you in the middle.
All right, we'll go for that. I'll agree. Milner.
Egyptian Jimmy Milner.
Swinrath has decided to write this in capital letters, which means it has to be important. It is both Europa and Champions League combined. That's the answer to a question I don't know.
That would be Ozil, presumably.
Loki
is as a career.
Loki's put statistics and damn lies. I saw that film. That was magnificent. Okay, here's one from you couldn't have and with lots of numbers, not going to read them all out. This is for you, Josh. He says, should Arsene Wenger still be shown the door or kicked upstairs if we finish sixth with no Europa League win?
I think the time has ended to kick him upstairs. I think it's a clean cut now. I have pushed for him to go upstairs previously, but
and are they listening to you?
No. Probably not. So they'll probably end up, he'll be on the board next week with my luck after the way I can curse Arsenal, put it this way.
Josh said he wants to cut Wenger.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. No, there's enough of that in London as it is. I think that Wenger, if we finish sixth and we don't get to the final of Europa League, then I think we should just be showing the door.
Okay, right, one for Ellis from Michael Harneyman. I'm reading these without even checking them first. What do we need to be really challenging at the top of the table again? These are really good questions. I don't have to proofread. Well done, Michael. That's for you, Ellis.
What do we need to challenge? A new goalkeeper, another centre back,
two,
a CDM, some wingers.
Yeah.
And new manager.
There you go. That's basically easy. Everything. And a new stadium while we're at it. Here we go. One from Swinath. It's not easy with a tooth missing. He says to you, Josh, he says, what is the impact on a short transfer market considering World Cup and reshuffle needed? I think you obviously knows what he means by that, but I take it that he means that players usually hold on until after the World Cup, because James Rodriguez, if you have a World Cup like him, then pre-World Cup, he probably wouldn't have got a multi-million pound move to Real Madrid. Post-World Cup, everybody wanted him. So that means the World Cup ends at some time in the end of July, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas the transfer market opens on the 1st of June, some players are not going to be wanting to move until after the World Cup.
So the shortened window, I believe, is actually referring to the transfer window being shortened as well in the UK. They're rendering it before the season starts, which that is mid-August, isn't it? That the season will kick off. It's normally around the weekend of the 17th. So we short then, and then the World Cup final, off the top of my head, 13th of July, I think. That might be completely wrong. That's when I think it is. But I would be thinking that to try and get the players in that we need to, we should just get in early, to be honest. you know, a bit like we did with, I've already brought his name up this evening, Thomas Rosicky before the Euros. We got that done early, and then he scored two screamers.
And Elneny.
Yeah, yeah. The Czech Elneny.
Czech Republic, sorry.
Czechia. No, Czechia now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Bless you. Fucking around, all of you.
Yeah. The Czechian Elneny.
Yes. Well, that's good.
Well, that's, yeah. So I think we just got to get it early. I think now that we've got that new transfer team in place, they're going to be, you know, on it. They already got their targets. They'll be sorting that out already. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be signing people before we've even seen them play. Love it.
Yeah, it will be Miss. Who's the Greek chap that we signed?
Papadopoulos?
That's no.
That was the bloke on his semi, wasn't it, Papadopoulos. I don't think he signed him.
No, his best mate's a shirt printer.
Don't you dare, Dora.
Millions out of that. But yeah, I think something like that where Wenger said, oh, I don't think he's ready. I think we'll loan him out, and then saw him in training and went, oh, actually, probably keep hold of him. So I think we'll see a couple more things like that.
Zoe thought Podolski. You need to stop leaving gaps. I'll be straight in there like a rat up a drain pipe. I don't know why she's put don't you dare, Dora, come on, get out, you rat. Keeps trying to jump up, but she usually jumps up, she'll knock everything over and there'll be tears. Here we go. Ashley Morris is stirring the bleeding honey pot with a shitty stick. If you had to choose between Jack and Aaron this summer, who would you keep? Is there any point in me asking you, Josh? Make it interesting. Say you don't know and then go.
Oh. I would go, oh, I don't know. Depends if one of these players is significantly better than the other, which one of them is. So, yeah, I'd probably pick Aaron Ramsey every day of the week. I don't care about Jack Wilshere. We can easily replace Jack Wilshere in that midfield. Getting a player like Aaron Ramsey to, you know, replace a player like that is going to be a lot more difficult.
Okay. Ellis, are you going to say Jack Ramsey just to annoy Josh?
No, I'd probably sell them both and use the funds to give Iwobi more money for his excellent performance this season.
You wouldn't try and get the Egyptian Messi, whoever that might be. No, we'll have to ask.
I can tell you who the Egyptian Messi is.
Who is it?
He played against us for Stoke. It's Ramadan Sobhi.
Mana. Excellent.
He was listed as the Egyptian Messi. So was Salah as well. Salah's also the Egyptian Messi.
Mavropanos, and I'm not reading that because four or five of you have put it in there. The thing with when you type your questions in the window with a mouse, you scroll up and down the window and it goes all the way from where you were to the bottom, and you're thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, now I've got to do it again. And then they keep going. Charlie Adam. Those are just being silly now. Michael Harriman says Salah. Yeah. I don't think Salah will be scoring 57 goals next season. However many he's got 38 now already. So I'm slowly trying to go up through this because if you go upwards, it works it. Josh Kakalaka Lucas says, all right, serious question. As it seems we've gone back to the 4-3-3, should we stick with that or try a new formation come next year? I've been attacked by my cat. Look at her. Dora, come and show him your anus. Oh, Josh, answer the question.
What was the question again? Dora,
do you think that if we show them your anus? Oh, she does love to show it off.
Question was, do you want to see Danny's cat's anus?
No, not particularly.
That's 4-3-3. If we stick to 4-3-3, something about 4-3-3.
Yeah, I wouldn't stick to... I wouldn't change it, sorry. I would stick to 4-3-3 in the formation we've got. I wouldn't try and shoehorn in Lacazette and Aubameyang into the same team, to be honest. I think we can just get them to compete against each other. If you're in form, you're starting. If you're not in form, you're not starting. Deal with it. When you get your chance off the bench through rotation, take it. If you're not going to take it, you're going to still be on the bench.
There you go.
You know, it's cool competition, and it's great to have it.
I wonder if the listeners are loving watching my cat's hairy wing. Have we got any more questions at the Eye of Sauron? She's doing it again. She does it on purpose.
Yeah, Danny, we've put a load of questions in our group chat, but it's whether or not you've read them. Yeah, you know, we pull them out there and put them in there for you.
You've read most of them, I think.
The only one you haven't done, I think, which we shall ask, I'll ask you, Danny, is from Seifo Kaya. Should Ozil grow his beard like Pirlo?
Can he grow a beard? That's what we all need to know.
He's just bumfluff, doesn't he?
He looks like the sort who couldn't grow a beard to save his life. Now, my one, I was clean shaven this morning, and now look at it. It's like fungi. It grows in the night, and I don't, yeah.
With how much you move, Danny, that probably is fungi.
Yeah, it is. Or moss.
Yeah, exactly.
Moss overtakes me when I'm moving places. Yeah. What was it? A tectonic shift is quicker than me.
That's quite good, because you started the show by asking people to say I'm a mushroom, and now we're talking about your fungi beard. It's gone full circle. Look at that. Great hosting.
What time we're at? 1 hour and 4 minutes. Oh, fuck it. I've clicked and now I'm back at the beginning again. Oh, fucking hell. Take the mouse off me, Dora. Okay, bearded Ozil. Need that in my life, says Ashley Morris. Yeah, Josh is telling me to get on the ball. You ain't seen me on a ball. It's not a good thing. Tend to fall off. Unprepared into the next season. Are we coming unprepared into the next season as usual from Estragon 975, who is actually 975 years old? You can both answer that. Josh, you start, then Ellis, and then I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. I'm going to cook some dinner, aren't we, Dora? Yes, we are.
Can Ellis answer it first?
Ellis, you answer it first.
Yes, I can answer it first. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you called that person Estragon, but all right.
Estragon.
Whatever. That sounds better. But I don't know. Are we? Are we not? Who knows? Depends what happens in the transfer market, doesn't it? You can't really say. If we don't do anything in the transfer market, then yeah, we'll be completely unprepared for next season. But depending on who we bring in. I know, like the question asked earlier about how the window's short and we've got to get them in between a World Cup off-season and the early start of the August end of window. So yeah, it'll be difficult, but I don't think we can say we're going in unprepared just yet until we start to see if the club's going to make any moves or players that we need.
Josh, do you want to answer that question or do you want a surprise mystery question?
Oh, surprise mystery question.
We have Thomas from Norway in there. Can you tell me our one and only Norwegian first team player?
Oh.
No one tell him. Everyone's going to tell you now, aren't they?
Oh, is it Havard Norvite?
No, I don't think he played for the first team, and he might be from somewhere else. If that is, then I'm not having that as the answer.
Okay,
George Graham bought him.
Oh, well, I'm going to have no idea. George Graham wasn't even manager while I was alive.
Srinath has got it. Yaya Sanogo, who's doing wonders at some French Frida League team.
Was it Thomas from Norway?
Come on, people in the... Oh, here we go. Thomas from Norway knew it, pal. P-A-A-L Lydersen from FK Start.
I feel cheated by Havard Norvite because he's definitely Norwegian. And he played for Arsenal. Yeah.
How many games did he play?
His name does sound quite Norwegian.
No, he's played zero games for us. He was our youth team captain.
Fuck that. Doesn't count. Toulouse have got... I was watching him play the other day. I've watched the second half of the game and he didn't really do much. Yeah, Paul Lydersen, Thomas from Norway. There you go. We're nothing if not inclusive until we shove you lot out and we go solo. We can't talk about us going solo, can we?
No, because they're solo, so it's fine.
Are they?
Yeah.
We can solo up together.
Yeah.
How does that even make sense? Joshua Page, about an hour late, was put Lydersen. Excellent. I think on that Lydersen bombshell, I think we should wrap this up because I'm not going to do... Do you see the other day that John and Jason were on here? An hour and 35 minutes talking about fucking Stoke. Shit, the bed. We have to put an egg timer on this to stop them going on like old women. 1 hour, that's more than enough. Yes, so thank you very much for joining me and trying to make sense of my questions or comments or none of the above, Josh.
Yes, thank you, Danny. It's been a pleasure to be back here and for you to be steering this ship.
You almost made that sound convincing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for putting in your 2-watt light bulb and joining us tonight.
I'm a mushroom.
Oh, hello, Ellis. I'm going to have to say hello to them. Right, thank you very much to everybody in the chat box. There is, how many of you are watching? Bloody, it's 136. Haven't you got anything better to do, anything better with your time? Thomas from Norway has put, on behalf of Norway, have a good night, lads. He's probably going to go off, piss on some dead fish heads and bury it in the snow. I'm sure that's Iceland, isn't it? Bloody hell.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget the thumbs ups.
No thumbs up. We want all we want is thumbs down. Do not subscribe. Do not share. do not like, do not retweet, do not subscribe. Fuck all of that bollocks, because we don't do that. We're going the other way. We want nothing but thumbs down and negative reviews. And if you can go and call us racists on iTunes reviews, like the first person, we've got no idea what the hell that meant. Be a little bit less racist. That's the first fucking review we got on there. We think it might have been we were a bit mean about the Irish. I'm allowed to be because I have potatoes in my blood. I don't think that's right, is it? Not right.
Definitely not right.
Right. Oh, there we go. We've got one thumbs down. Good. We want more.
That was me.
Roll. if we can get a million thumbs down, people, that's what we want. Two. Doesn't make no bloody difference. Right. Thank you very much, and good night. Nanu, nanu. Say something funny and I'll leave it on.
Something funny.
You tit.